You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. There's an old saying, all politics is local. While national politics dominate the headlines of national media, policymaking at the local level is where communities have the most control and local leaders can make the most impact. This is why the Jefferson Exchange is looking around our listening region and getting to know the local leaders. We're introducing this regular series with our first guest, the mayor of Phoenix, Oregon, Al Muehlhofer. You can join the conversation by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Thank you very much. That's great to be here.
Well, last year, you were elected mayor with 53% of the vote, and along with you were three new city councilors. Tell me about your campaign messaging, your vision, and your new team of local leaders.
Right. Well, my campaign was based on the fact that we wanted to change things in Phoenix. We historically had been a bedroom community, and there were so many things going on in our, particularly in our downtown restaurants and so forth, and people were looking for something else. The younger people in our town were saying, hey, we want to get involved in art, we want more music, we want to be more involved in the community. So our campaign was based on better communication with our citizens and really looking at the opportunities that were in front of us, that the actual public were saying, take us in a new direction.
Okay. And how did the public respond to your leadership once you got into office?
They were really excited. And beyond my dreams, it was fantastic that within a couple of weeks, we had everybody coming on board, filling our commissions, our committees, and volunteering in every way, shape, and form they could. It seemed like there was a lot of pent-up energy. And once they saw that we had a new council, new mayor, and a vision for the future that included everyone in the community, they wanted to jump in.
So you stimulated excitement around civic engagement.
Exactly, exactly. And I think there was people that had been waiting for years to really get into this. And so we started to look at all of the possibilities. Communication was really the critical thing. We had a two-hour session in City Council just on the word communication. How could we better communicate on Facebook? How could we better communicate with our website? And so once we started better communication and talked more with our citizens, they responded and said, sure, I want to join up on Parks and Recs. I want to be on the Planning Commission. I want to be in groups where we're talking about vision for the future.
So there's a level of transparency, there's an invitation, and people responded.
Exactly. Those are the key words. And those are the words I used in my campaign, by the way. And I carried that on. And the other word, the biggest word, is trust. Once we said, this is what we're going to do, and we did it, then the citizens said, we trust you, and let's go forward.
Well, let's talk about some of the projects. The State of Oregon Housing and Community Services listed Phoenix Corner as one of 10 rental housing developments into which it was investing a total of $160 million. Talk about the development of affordable housing and your urban renewal program.
Okay, affordable housing, we have two great examples in Phoenix. The first is Pacific Flats, 72 units, 2 and 3 bedroom units. And you can get in as low as $650 a month to a 2-bedroom or $750 a month for a 3-bedroom. Of course, there are limitations on how much income you have and size of family. But these are brand new units. I've toured them. I did the ribbon cutting on them. They're absolutely beautiful. And then right next door, we have Pacific Oaks, Royal Oaks, which was a burnt-out manufactured park. And now we have 118 units going in there of manufactured homes. And what's really interesting about this one, which is managed by the Jackson County Housing Authority, is that you can pay $700 a month, and if you were a fire survivor and lived in a manufactured home, after 5 years, you can sell that manufactured home and reap the profits.
Okay, so this is redevelopment after the Alameda fire.
Correct, correct. And these units are side by side. One is half full, the other is about 20% full. So they're reaching out to those people that need help, that are either fire survivors or those that just can't afford market rate housing.
So this is a story of resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a strategic plan that's coming up on the agenda for the city council, right?
That's right. Actually, we start that on Friday and Saturday. And so everything we've been talking about is what we're doing now, but we're going to focus on vision for the future because there are so many plans that need to be captured, and we need to have a timeline for all of these ideas. So that's the goal of strategic planning.
So tell me, what's in the strategic plan?
Well, in the strategic plan, we're going to be looking at areas of affordable housing. We're going to be looking at areas of public safety. We're going to be looking at areas of our parks, our streets, police, fire, everything that the city is responsible for. We're going to look out for at least several years and say, hey, these are the ideas that we have to focus on. These are our goals. And then we'll come up with implementation strategies for each one of these areas.
Okay. So do you know how long or how far into the future that this plan is going to look?
Historically, we've looked about 5, 6, 7 years mm-hmm. and not beyond that because so much changes. I know other
right.
communities have plans that go out to 2040. No, we won't go that far because we're going to go out a few years, but we realize that after 5, 6 years, I mean, look how Phoenix has changed. And so we need to then reinvestigate our strategic plan and fine-tune it again for the vision beyond that time.
Well, when you speak of Phoenix changing, let's go back to 2020. What was the population of Phoenix then?
Well, it was we've almost gained back all the people we had. So it was around 4,000. We're about 4,200 now. So we've regained everyone back, mm-hmm. unlike Paradise, California, which never did that. We lost some people, but we also have regained people back through these affordable housing projects that I'm talking about. And people are really interested in living in Phoenix. It's amazing. The energy that we have. There's people that look at surrounding communities, and I use the word vibe, and I have to use that word now. There's a feeling in Phoenix, and there's this vibe. And the vibe is how you feel about a place when you go into it. What is the emotional feeling? And this word keeps coming up all the time. People say, oh, man, I like the way this feels. I like the way this feels for my family and my children. This is where I want to live. This is where I want my kids to go to school.
My guest is Al Muehlhofer, mayor of Phoenix, Oregon. Very excited mayor, I might add. And when I hear people talk about Phoenix, I always hear about two major eateries in Phoenix, Clyde's Corner, which I've been there a few times, and I love it, and the Foodery, which I went once, and I was like, wow. I imagine they attract a lot of folks to Phoenix.
Yeah. Let me talk about them. You know, Phoenix Industrial Studios, which is the area that Clyde's Corner is in, that was really the first project in our area to bring in a new restaurant, a new retail area. So we're really excited that that happened because someone's got to start this whole process. But what really happened is that the Foodery project is really something that started when we had the Urban Renewal Agency 10 years, 15 years ago buy land in downtown Phoenix. It sat there until we found the right developer with the right idea, and the idea was the Foodery. And this is what's interesting. We sold the urban renewal land very cheaply. They paid $1 for it, $1. And people go, oh, what? That's crazy. But in return, we got a $4 million investment. Not only did we get the foodery, we have two retail buildings with a total of 7,000 square feet of retail space that are right next to the foodery. And the foodery brings in hundreds of people a day. Not only do they go to the foodery, they look at everything else that's going on downtown. So it has totally revitalized our downtown. That's the key vibe right there, the foodery. And we're really proud of that project. We want to do others like it. And our Urban Renewal Agency is dead set on doing that. There's a group that we call the Advisory Committee. They're working on that type of concept for the future. So it's really exciting in Phoenix. I'm really proud of the people we have and the buy-in we have, not only the citizens, but the business community.
Well, for people that haven't been to the foodery, and it's spelled P-H-O-O-D-E-R-Y.
Right.
And for people who haven't been to the foodery, I want you to just give a brief explanation of what it's like.
It's a unique concept in that it's got actually six different areas right now that you can eat at. So the idea was originally, okay, let's go to the food truck community and let's get the best food trucks and then invite them into the foodery in a brick and mortar operation. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. There's no pizza there. There's no Mexican food there because we said we wanted to do something different. And those two are very well covered by existing restaurants. So we brought in all of those restaurants in there. But we also have a huge area where families can be there with their kids, their dogs. There's games for the kids to play. There's a ping pong table. We just added an ice cream facility there. So it is a mini community. That's what I like about it. When I walked in there the first time, I saw these smiling faces, and I said, not only are we creating a larger Phoenix community, we have a mini community here. And it brings a lot of excitement into our town.
With upper and lower decks, and it's outdoors.
Right. And it's outdoors. And even when the weather is bad, people say, what are you going to do in January and February? Well, we have propane heaters there. They're actually right on the table, something that's quite unusual, but it works. And everybody is cozy and warm, and they love it every day of the year.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Tell me about the work of the Phoenix Arts and Cultural Council.
Yeah, that's something that has just been created because people were talking for years, let's do murals, let's create something in the artistic world. Well, now we have the Arts Council, and we have the first ever Friday night art walk on September 12th. And Friday night art walk is P-H-R-I-D-A-Y, naturally, for Phoenix. And it's exciting. We're going to have art in various venues. I, the mayor, is going to have a mayor's gallery in the Civic Center, and Sarah Burns, who is a Phoenix-based artist, is going to be in my gallery. That's historic, and I love it.
And you hosted a comic expo?
We just hosted a comic expo at the Civic Center. I was there talking with them. It's amazing the people we're drawing into our town and into the Civic Center.
Okay, and we've got about a minute left. Phoenix High School has gone through some upgrades as well.
Yeah, the high school is fantastic. And the thing I want to mention about the high school, I'm glad you brought that up, is that I'm talking to Kaylin Cross, who's the principal, and we're looking at new collaborations between the city and the high school, both in the business area, where our Chamber of Commerce can work with business students, and in the civics area. I'd love to have some student come into city council and act as mayor for a city council meeting. So there's a lot of new energy, new ideas out there. I love it.
And resilience is the key to every city that's gone through what Phoenix has gone through. What's your assessment of the city's capacity to deal with another natural disaster like the wildfire?
I think psychologically and practically we're in a much, much better shape now than we were before. Obviously, Almeida took us by complete surprise. It was a disaster. I was on city council at the time, but We are much stronger now. We're much better prepared.
And it sounds like it. They've got a very energetic feel, a Phoenix vibe, if you will.
It definitely does.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
My guest was Al Muehlhofer, Mayor of Phoenix, Oregon.